West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Paulding County's Planning and Zoning Commission on Tuesday hearing a rezoning request from Northwest Georgia Land Holdings for property off Highway 101 ahead of plans to create a rock quarry. Nearby residents have already expressed concerns the quarry would result in diminished property values, heavy commercial truck traffic, negative environmental impacts on streams and wildlife, and negative impact on area residents' quality of life. The 201 acres of property is located southeast of Highway 101 South along the Carroll County line. Operation of a new rock quarry could impact Carroll County residents living in Districts 2 and 3. The reported plan is for gravel to be trucked along Highway 101 South to I-20 in Villarrica. The Carrollton City Schools Board of Education on Monday approving a resolution authorizing the Carrollton City Schools District to acquire, through the exercise of eminent domain, a pair of properties located at 150 Nizier Lane and 102 Brixton Circle.
Over the past 3 years, we've purchased more than 120 acres over on Cottage Hill Road. And it's in preparation for the future growth of the district, including the possibility of a new school. We've negotiated in good faith with more than 70 owners to purchase their property at or above fair market value. And we also provided relocation assistance to all the residents and the renters.
Mark Albertus is superintendent of the Carrollton City Schools District.
Unfortunately, we have two owners who are unwilling to reach a fair agreement for both sides, so we're utilizing the eminent domain process to hopefully reach a realistic agreement between both parties.
Alberta says the district is considering a new school for the properties south of the district's campus and or a joint venture with the City of Carrollton of athletic fields. President of the West Georgia First Responders Nonprofit, Shane Davis, on Monday said his organization has already received more than $35,000 in donations that will go to the family of Carroll County Deputy Taylor Bristow. Bristow died on Friday after being shot in the line of duty.
I got reached out to by the sheriff's office and said, "Can we use you as the official donating platform?" Because you usually got so many going on. You have a lot of GoFundMes going on all the time. And with us, you know, it's really money in, money out. We track it, and we don't take anything out of it, and we set it aside. And then eventually we'll meet with the family, probably, you know, I would imagine, have a meeting set up with them, you know, after the funeral at some point, a week or so, just something after the dust settles a little bit, and just try to meet them where they're at.
Davis was a guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
You know, it can be anything from mortgage assistance, car payments, whatever. You know, it's different for every family. So I was asked to set this up, and we had to do it relatively pretty fast. So we kind of set the QR code up first and then the donating, and then we're kind of building a website around it.
Right.
So hopefully, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'm going to leave this up for a little while. I mean, maybe up until Christmas, you know what I mean? Have it through the end of the year. And if they need something before then we'll help them out.
And donations are still being accepted online at westgafirst.org. The Governor's Office of Highway Safety, joining the Georgia State Patrol, GOHS Western Region Traffic Enforcement Network, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, and the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office on Monday conducting sobriety road checks at the Georgia-Alabama state line, the first night of a week-long Hands Across the Border Drunk and Drugged Driving Prevention Campaign. Hands Across the Border began in 1991 when Georgia State Patrol troopers in Southeast Georgia joined their counterparts at the Florida Highway Patrol in Northeast Florida to reduce an increase in drunk driving deaths in the area with enhanced enforcement. Hands Across the Border takes place during the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over high visibility enforcement campaign that began on August the 15th and runs through September 2nd. The City of Carrollton on Monday announcing that a new ordinance requiring golf carts driven on city streets to be registered with the city will be in effect October the 1st. The ordinance requires that golf carts must be registered with the Carrollton Police Department before being operated on approved roads within Carrollton's city limits. The permit costs $15 for 5 years. To read golf cart requirements and a map of approved streets, go online to carrolltonga.com/golfcarts. Carroll County's Solicitor General has been appointed by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp to serve on the state's Commission on Family Violence. The GCFV works with communities and systems across the state to provide leadership in strengthening Georgia's families by ending family violence. Before serving as Solicitor General for Carroll County, Rebecca Jackson served as the Chief Assistant Solicitor and as an Assistant Public Defender in Carrollton and Augusta. Active in the community and within the legal profession, Jackson is an attorney coach for the Georgia Mock Trial Competition, Chairwoman of the Domestic Violence Task Force, the Secretary of Keep Carroll Beautiful, and is an Executive Committee Member for the Georgia Association of Solicitors General. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.